You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Before you do that, I just want a memo to ESPN. Marvin Clark Jr., that's coming to Michigan State, recruit. Rob, we had that for you 2 weeks ago. He's Tum Tum's teammate.
Right.
All right. We heard, but they, if they, hey, they said it. It happened today. Okay. I'm just telling you. And Jabari Parker was supposed to announce. Still no announcement. You know, hey, ESPN just released a thing. Did you see it? Irvin Magic Johnson has decided to leave Michigan State University early and apply for the NBA draft.
Oh, wow. Very nice, Mark. That was very funny.
From 1979. They just discovered it.
All right, let's get you caught up. Time for a sports wrap. Oh. His name, the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. Matter of fact, Craig Monroe went to Sporty Cuts today.
Is that right?
For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers.
You had a SEMO sighting today?
SEMO was in the shop.
In the house, in the hizzle. Final NBA regular season game of 2013-14. Give it up to those Detroit Pistons. They'll finish it up tonight, and you won't have to hear about them again until we hire somebody new. Oklahoma City will be the opponent. If I'm them, I'm not playing anybody. I'm not playing Durant. I ain't playing Westbrook. I ain't playing nobody. I'm picking guys off the street. And even then, the Pistons will lose by 10. Start of the now 9-game homestand at Comerica. Anibal Sanchez having a few early troubles. Yan Gomes has just hit a 2-run triple for Cleveland. They now have the lead on the Tigers, 3-1 in the second. Miguel Cabrera's RBI ground out is how the Tigers got the run. So a Gomes triple gives Cleveland the lead, still batting in the second with Gomes at third and two away, and I believe Nick Swisher at the plate. Wings still a couple of days away from game one of their first-round cup playoff series in Boston. That's Friday at 7:30. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup playoffs, round one, game one, Montreal-Tampa underway down in Florida, and it's 1-1 in that game, first period. No score, Columbus-Pittsburgh in game one of that series. Dallas and Anaheim over by Disneyland will start at 10 o'clock at the Honda Center. Other NBA regular season finales underway tonight in Charlotte. The Bulls lead the Bobcats 21-16 second quarter already. Pacers over the Magic 19-18 in the first. So many other games yet to go before it's all said and done for the regular season in the NBA, but those are the ones that have started. Other baseball, American League. Baltimore shuts out the Rays 3-0. Miguel Gonzalez and two others with the shutout.
Rays get shut out a lot, don't they?
Yeah. They're having some issues with offense. Blues and Twins postponed, inclement weather in Minnesota. Doubleheader tomorrow. Interleague Series, game one of the double dip after the rainout in New York. Yankees beat the Cubs 3-0. Tanaka, 10 strikeouts in the opener. He is now 2-0. He has not lost a game since 2012. Since he didn't lose, 10 strikeouts, as I mentioned. No score already in the second inning of the what we will call the nightcap. National League, Reds over the Pirates 4-0. Johnny Cueto, a three-hitter. He struck out 12 and walked none for Cincinnati. Brewers beat the Cardinals 5-1. How about Milwaukee off to an 11-4 start? Mets over the Diamondbacks 5-2. Here's the guy we were talking about, Kirk Gibson. Your manager of your Arizona D-backs is now 4-14. 1-11 at home. 1-11 at the old Bob. That will not sit pretty with the Arizona front office crew. So Gibby could be in a bit of hot water down there in AZ. I mean, how long are you going to go when you're 1-11 at home? So look, you know, the hot seat's pretty hot right now for Uncle Gibby. 4-14 already. We've 18 games in and the Arizona Diamondbacks are basically out.
You remember Phil Garner got
six games.
0-6, right?
0-6 by the Tigers,
and that was
yeah.
it.
He and Randy Smith the same day. When Dombrowski took over fully. Braves and Phillies, no score first. Ditto for the Nationals and Marlins. PGA Tour Heritage in Hilton Head starts tomorrow. 64-year-old Tom Watson is playing a PGA Tour event that doesn't have Masters in front of it, as he did play last week. He'll tee off at 12:40, and that is your sports wrap. Brought to you by Sporty Cuts. How about Tom Watson already playing other PGA Tour events at 64? God bless him. Who knew? So Henry Aaron says what he says. Rob called me today and said, you know, it's a story. It is a story. It's a story. Henry Aaron, as a senior vice president of the Atlanta Braves, represents that organization.
And Major League Baseball.
Let me tell you something. I've just talked about my grandmother. I've talked about both my grandparents on the show tonight. My mother was a huge, and still is, a huge Henry Aaron fan. Growing up in Milwaukee and of means, they went to all the games. They went to every World Series game for those 2 years, 1957, in 58. That was a beautiful year in Milwaukee, the only year they've ever won the World Series. They beat the Yankees in seven, had a seven-game series. The next year was two of the greatest years for World Series because there were two great seven-game series and two great teams. I mean, the Braves had, at the time, Henry Aaron, Eddie Matthews, Warren Spahn, Lou Burdett, Johnny Sain, I mean, Del Crandall, all these great players. I mean, we all knew who the Yankees had back then. Henry Aaron has been an iconic figure in two cities, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where he is still revered. The book, his first book ever, you know what it was called? The Man Who Made Milwaukee Famous. It was a takeoff on the beer commercial, the beer that made Milwaukee famous. And now you have, and then Atlanta. He had this kind of two-city love affair between Milwaukee and Atlanta. So what he does and what he says in Atlanta, Georgia, resonates all the way north to Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And also, like I say, he's a baseball icon. So when icons talk, people listen, and there are people who are not happy with some of the stuff that he said.
You know,
and I get that.
It's funny you say this about Aaron. And the more you think about this, when you look at and you look around the league, and you say, what former players, what former superstars? I mean, I'm going back to the 50s and 60s because Aaron didn't play in the 40s. Played 50s and 60s. Those were his wheelhouse years, even though he hit 40 home runs in the 70s. That's how great a player he was. He was doing it in the middle 50s. He was doing it in the early 70s. It might have been enhanced, but that's another story at the end. Who else is like Aaron in Major League Baseball? Mickey Mantle's long gone.
Well, Willie Mays is
Willie
around.
Mays
but
kind
But Willie's not that kind of guy, though. He'll never say anything. I told you the most disappointing.
Dude, the guy still wears his hat when he goes out and does interviews. He'll wear a suit with the Giants hat on.
Well, he got the still wearing the leisure suit, though.
He still wears those like big lapels and whatnot.
He's like one of the cheapest guys, but he didn't make any
money.
Have
you ever even seen him without the hat?
Not really. I've always seen
him
in Giants hat. Yeah.
But
Willie Mays isn't that kind of guy. He's not going to say anything.
Well, I don't even care of color.
No, I'm just saying.
Is there anybody else that represents baseball from that era other than, like, Henry Aaron? Ernie Banks with the Cubs occasionally goes out, but he's always about Let's Play 2. He's always Mr. Happy.
He has a hat on that says Let's Play 2 on it. He travels with it. I know.
I've sat next to Ernie.
So have I on a plane.
Me too.
We weren't on the same plane, were we?
No.
I flew back to
Los Angeles, California, next to, Ernie was one of my idols growing up as a Cub fan.
No, I did too.
And he had the Mr. Cub. And in fact, I tried to get one from him because he had like four of them.
And he wouldn't give you one?
No. And we were having a nice conversation. I said, hey, Ernie, big Cub fan.
And he said, not that nice.
He was really probably, he said, I can't, these are designated. I think he like phony baloneyed it that he would get me one somehow. I was supposed to contact somebody.
Give me your address. I'll send you one.
Yeah, young fella, pat down the head.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll happen in my lifetime. But really, baseball doesn't do real well with its former players unless they remain on the field. Like Frank Robinson became a manager and stayed around for a long time. Obviously managing the Nationals.
That's true. It's a lot of guys, though, right? Once you don't play, Mark, I hate to say it. And a lot of players find that hard. Like one day you're that guy, and everybody. As soon as you stop playing, you're just another guy. You don't play anymore.
And you know what?
That's going to be hard to deal with.
Unlike, we talked about where we're going to bring up Grant Hill, and Grant Hill's name coming up, and about maybe he'd be the guy to take over for Joe D, or, we've seen Isaiah Thomas do it, or Larry Bird do it, or Danny Ainge do it. Baseball doesn't really revel in its former players running franchises. It really doesn't. I mean,
take more, like, stat geeks and guys who have never played who are GMs.
In fact, can you give me who's Cal Ripken? It would be a stunner if Cal Ripken were to like run the Orioles into the ground. Who else could you?
No, you're right.
Am I missing a guy even right now, Rob? Who's the biggest name former player running a baseball team?
Not anymore. I mean, you don't see it as much, but I mean, I thought Bob Watson was a good player.
Was a very good player.
He was a very good player.
Did he score the millionth run in baseball history?
Yep, and he won the first African-American GM to win a World Series.
Bob Watson ran the
96.
Yankees into the ground. Bob,
no, he didn't.
Five.
He did a good job.
Like
I always give George, gave him an opportunity, and they won a championship.
Give me another guy. Anybody? You got 30 teams. Is not another former player running a...
I'm sure, Mark, Bob Melvin for a long time ran the Rangers, not anymore.
I don't mean the Billy Beans of the world like in Oakland. I mean really good player. I mean a really good stud. Big name.
There aren't.
Like a Bird or an Ainge.
No. Remember, the other thing, too, with basketball, there's so few players. Because don't think about the 12-man roster. It's only about four or five players in every team. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's a smaller pool, I mean, of really.
Well, I would say the same in baseball. It's nine guys, and then you have your reserve guys who never make really much of a mark in the game. And, you know, it's the same philosophy, I suppose. It's really weird. I can't think of anybody else. But here's Aaron, who is still, and whether he does anything in the job or not is the issue.
Is he a base stealer? I think it's such a force. I don't think he's a base stealer.
Roger
he's
Davis?
No, that's Austin Jackson.
I can't see.
Mark, he's like 50-50. You can't tell with the number, but that's Austin.
No, I can tell now. You said, is he a base stealer? I thought you were.
But, no.
Why are you bringing this up now? But we always know he's not a base stealer.
Right, but they're trying to force him to be a base stealer.
Well, Brad Ausmus said we're going to run, whether you like it or not.
I think it's a mistake.
Well, is Victor Martinez a base stealer? He stole their first base this season. V-Mart has tried a couple of times.
And he's gotten thrown out. That move in L.A. was terrible.
What was that about?
I have no idea. It was a delayed steal, and it didn't work.
That was after he tied the game.
Crazy.
All right, we'll take more of your calls, talk about this a little bit more, and then we'll hit some other stuff at 8 o'clock. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Mark and Rob, back in the Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
.756, heading towards 8 o'clock. Grand Hill. We're going to do a little Grand Hill business. People are putting it out there. I think someone just wants Grant to get a gig. Grant Hill, next general manager, chief cook and bottle washer with the Detroit Pistons. Is that really on the table? And this is the Pistons finale of the season. I know it's sad. John Lawyer, his era will be coming to a close. Oh, the many memories John Lawyer gave us. Slow these many years. 248-848-1130, wrapping up the Hank Aaron discussion. What's up, Kevin?
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, Kevin. Yeah, you're driving through Ohio?
Well, I'm a Michigan man about to cross into Ohio.
Be very careful, Kevin, with that Michigan license plate. You know it.
I won't even go into the mist out of the answer to the nation. But you guys were driving me crazy before I lost a signal. Baseball player at a team ran a team. I think it was so obvious. Correct me if I'm wrong. Nolan Ryan was pretty good and runs the Rangers.
Yeah, you know what? The funny part about Nolan Ryan is he's kind of the figurehead. He doesn't make any of the moves. He's always had he had John Daniels. He's got general managers. I mean, you're right. You're right. I kind of forgot about Nolan Ryan, and I shouldn't have because he only fired my guy as their television broadcaster after 50 games last couple years ago. But yes, Ryan is one. Sure.
Real quick, I only caught the end of it before I got to hang up and listen. Has Grant Hill even worked in the NBA? Up until this point, or to be general manager, I'm not even sure. I was Grant Hill fan, but has he even held an NBA job for the last 5 years?
No, I mean, Grant just retired. The only thing Grant's done is television.
Bad pick. I got to go. Have a good night.
All right, thanks, Kevin. No, the Grant Hill thing, he's done TV, but the idea is, look, we all know Grant. His daddy's Calvin. His mother was an attorney. He's a smart guy. He went to Duke. So naturally, he can run a basketball
team. His mother was roommates with Hillary Clinton.
Wait a second. Was his mother a clown?
Oh, stop.
No, that's Aaron Gibson. I only mentioned that because Jadavian Clowney is actually at Allen Park today. So we actually have a clown at Allen
Park. There's always been a clown at Allen Park.
There's always been a clown at Allen Park, but there truthfully is a clown-y in Allen Park today. Remember, he won't work out, but he'll take the free trip.
Why not?
I just said he would work out. He'll take the free trips.
I'll take the free trip and load up on the hotel bar, right? And
the dinners, the steaks. Come on.
Did I ever tell you about
real quick? When the company pays, we eat fillets.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Eric Gregg, when I was working in Cincinnati.
The umpire.
The late.
Very big late umpire.
Right, late umpire Eric Gregg. He was invited to do a baseball writer's stag in Cincinnati.
In the Natty.
Mm-hmm. So one night came in, they flew him in, he does the thing or whatever, and they get the hotel bill. The room is like $129. Bill is like $600-something.
Did I do that?
He had $400 mini bar and
$400 and room service?
And room service, $400.
Just him?
Just him.
What did he order?
They couldn't believe it.
Someone should get a copy of that. Just tell me what he had.
I don't know, but mini
probably
bar,
like three steaks.
Mini bar and $400 tab.
Give me four. Can I get three steaks?
Room
four
was
baked
$129. Okay, get you something to eat. Nobody's saying you can't eat.
What do you got for dessert? You
everything.
Got chocolate. You got chocolate cake.
Let me have the whole cake.
You got apple pie. Can I get that a la mode? Really?
Unbelievable.
You got fries? Give me some fries with that baked potato. No, I mean, he was a large man. Must have been pushing 400 pounds, right, Rob?
Not that much.
You don't think?
Not 400, but three and change.
Three and change?
Three in bus fare. You think it was 400 pounds?
Yes.
It wasn't 400.
I think he was four easy. On Easy Street, 400
EP,
pounds.
Look up Eric Gregg, the umpire. Look up his bio. There's
swear,
a Wikipedia.
I swear he was 400.
He couldn't have been that big.
So 390.
Four bills?
Rob, you'd be surprised how quick, again.
Did they cut him out of his
room,
what? Too?
You've lived in your 170-pound world for many years, and you never the twain shall meet. You don't get what weight really does to people.
No, I was 196 not too long ago.
196?
Oh, Lord.
Oh. Gosh. All right, you were 196, and you still look like a rail. Look at Eric Gregg.
No, I know, but I don't think he weighed 400. Mark, 400 pounds.
Twice you? Yes, easy. Twice you. It's not five times you, it's twice.
That's so
you come
big.
Up here twice.
Come up twice, Tom.
Let's do this. You know, again, I tell you about my travails because I'm driving out there and I just want to make sure you all are cool with the pothole stuff. And if you are actually going on the M5 connector near 13 Mile, be careful. There's some stuff as you make the turns. So I was doing that today. Luckily, I had no problem, but if I did, and I was one of y'all that has had problems with
y'all.
That's my southern background from my grandmother. Take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert Car Care.
Who, maybe?
maybe.
They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest price in town. And you know what, Mark, the best part about it is you'll be back on the road safe and sound the same day.
Maybe. Expert Car Care services everything in your vehicle, whether it's windshield wipers, whether it's a simple tire repair, or as major as replacing a whole transmission or engine. They got it going. And be sure to mention these two Mamies right here.
Stop. That's why I mentioned Parker and the Man. I'm sure your grandmother probably hung out with Miss Daisy, didn't she?
No, I'm telling you.
All right.
You wouldn't have known it.
And you know what, Mark? If you mention us, you will not only receive a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 in savings passed on to you just for saying Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care, Mike and his great people. They got locations for you in two different spots, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
You.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Update the Tigers and everything else in Sports Next and Sports Wrap Time on Sports Night with Parker the Man. 248-848-1130 is the number. You can watch us at parkerandtheman.com. It's Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!